you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Coach Go Cable 282, and all over the place on CFRC.ca. Welcome, good evening. My name's Grim. This is A Working Knowledge, and I am your host this evening, Wednesday evening, from 10 until 11 p.m., and each and every Wednesday evening. So good to have you with me tonight. A mix of music tonight here on Working Knowledge. I'm going to start with some blues and then probably some indie. Got all kinds of other things into the mix, and as is my wont, sometimes I go off into other dimensions and just see where the music takes us tonight. So we're going to start tonight with some from 1996. This is R.L. Burnside and Going Down South.
She's there. find other insects along the borders of fields or roads in clusters of white cocoons. The ribbed pine borer is a longhorn beetle. Their antennas are half the length of their body, and they feed on dead red pine. Robber flies, with their immobile heads, inject a paralyzing fluid into their prey that they snatch from life in midair. The snow flea's mode of locomotion, strange and odd, with a spiny tail mechanism with hooks and a protracted tube from the abdomen to enable moisture absorption. The female praying mantis devours the male while they are mating. The male sometimes continues copulating even after the female has bitten off his head and part of his upper torso. Every night, wasps bite into the stem of a plant, lock their mandibles into position, stretch out at right angles to the stem, and with legs dangling, they fall asleep. If one places a minute amount of liquor on a scorpion, it will instantly go mad and sting itself to death. The bombardier beetle, when disturbed, defends itself by emitting a series of explosions, sometimes setting off four or five reports in succession. The noises sound like miniature popgun blasts and are accompanied by a cloud of reddish-colored, vile-smelling fluid. It is commonly known that ants keep slaves. Certain species, the so-called sanguinary ants in particular, will raid the nests of other ant tribes and kill the queen, and then kidnap many of the workers. The workers are brought back to the captor's hive, where they are coerced into performing menial tasks. And as we discussed last semester, the army ants will leave nothing but your bones. Perhaps you've encountered some of these insects in your communities, displaying both their predatory and defense characteristics while embedded within the walls of flesh and passing for what is most commonly recognized as human.
Thank you.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's Grim. This is A Working Knowledge on Wednesday evening. Thanks for checking me out. So that first lengthy set of the evening here for me, a lot of experimental artists in that last set. I was having some behind-the-scenes technical difficulties, and it just made more sense and my life a lot easier if I just moved and stayed in that direction. We did end that set with a piece called When We Fall Into the Light by a fellow who works under the name of Prequel Tapes. He's from Sheffield, England, uses a lot of process sound, as you no doubt heard there, and also a lot of sort of music concrete and natural sounds in the music. I'm really digging that. It sort of reappeared on my playlist. I'd completely forgotten about it, but I'm really enjoying and I highly recommend headphones for that one. Radiohead and Kid A from album of the same name. Right before then, Holly Herndon gave us Last Gasp. She was quite well known, or is quite well known, for her work with AI in the sense of programming AI to, I would say, co-produce music with her, or sort of add flavor to some of the music, not in a sense of, hey, let's have AI make music, but rather as a tool, as another musical source or sound source. Very interesting artist. She also does a lot of writing around the topic of AI and art and music. Recommended. And in that set, we heard Peppermoth, The King Is Dead. Now, Peppermoth is a Canadian producer and artist. His name's Andrew McPherson. And he's recorded a number of releases, most recently for a record label called Six Degrees. I really like that piece. It's from an album called The Second Bird. Came out a few years ago now. I was really taken with it when it first appeared, possibly during COVID. And it just grabbed me and struck me as the right kind of mood and signature that I wanted to hear at that point in time. And then, we started way off, if you recall, with some R.L. Burnside, some blues, some good gritty blues to things. Started us off tonight. But then Tom Waits gave us, and I have no frame of reference for this piece. It's called Army Ants, taken from a triple CD of his, which was released a number of years. It's been so long ago, it's been re-released. So put it, do the math there for yourselves. And sounding not unlike, at least content-wise, Isabella Rossellini's famous series Green Porno. If you have ever heard of that, checked it out, seen it. If you haven't, and you're a fan of Isabella Rossellini, or if you're a fan of science and nature, YouTube. Go to YouTube. Take a break from this program and go to YouTube. So we're going to slip back into some music. This is from the very fabulous Mary Margaret O'Hara from her album Apartment Hunting and Never Come Back Again.
and I'll see you now. Feel you down now, love you your way to higher than the linear tone.
Love. Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Queen's University has a club called Queen Starts With Youth. We create events on campus virtually and or in person to support survivors and raise awareness about abuse and intergenerational trauma. By creating awareness on child abuse, it sets the boundaries of what is acceptable in society in the treatment of these victims and further how to treat your own children. This platform at Queen's University is crucial for victims of abuse to establish that everyone has the right to live in a safe and healthy environment. This club offers resources and support for victims on campus. Follow our Instagram, StartsWYouthQueens, for more information and to get updated on upcoming events and workshops. In addition, if you need guidance or support, email us at startswithyouth@clubs.queens.ca.
Hey, King